just go ahead and start with that.
All right, we will get the show back on the road.
Thank you.
Just two more short talks from Tiffany.
Microphone's on.
What about the Senate Bill 3 process? And what about nutrients and water treatment? Okay, last year when we talked, the PBEST, the science team group, was pretty much in the process of wrapping up their part of the SC3 requirements, and then the stakeholders group was just beginning. So now we're a little further down the road. Senate Bill 3, for those of you who are not familiar with it, is a state bill that required regulatory system for determining environmental flow requirements for pretty much all the major river basins in Texas. It was based on a consensus-based approach done region by region or watershed by watershed, trying to balance needs for the environment with needs for human use. The GRASA science team recommended environmental flow regimes to protect the sound ecological environment. That's a mandate from the legislature. Sound ecological environment, at the end of the day, we still don't know what they meant. So on the science team, they defined that as we want to know what's there now and make sure we're protecting that. We're not going to try to go back in time. We're not going to try to make the Brazos a Colorado Rocky Mountain stream. But what is currently there, we want to make sure is there in the future. And so that's what we define as a sound ecological environment. The recommendations, because of the short time the legislature gave for this process, essentially less than 2 years, was based only on best available science. It was not based on active data collection targeted at the process. It was what we could find written about the Brazos, or what we could find that was written in other water basins but maybe applicable, and then trying to develop some flow recommendations off of that. We submitted our recommendations on the science team to TCEQ in March of 2012. And we did, all the locations on this map are the places where we made recommendations. The BBEST report, if you want to see it, we will put this on the webpage. I don't expect anyone to write down this horrible internet address that we've been given, but it is available for download off of TCEQ's webpage. The stakeholder group, once the science team was done and had made their recommendations for flow, started up trying to balance what the science team did just for the environment, fish in the river, that sort of thing, trying to balance that with human needs for water. They have submitted and finished. They had an epic job to do in a really short period of time, and they submitted their recommendations September 1st, actually I think it was August 31st, to TCEQ for consideration. In their recommendations, they made flow recommendations at all the BBEST locations also. They picked all the science teams. They didn't eliminate any of them. However, they did vary the flows. They removed overbank flow recommendations, which the BBEST only made a few recommendations overbank flows, because that's essentially recommending a flood. They adopted the BBEST recommended subsistence flows, and we had put in a 50% rule is what we call it. It was essentially when you're at base flow, to prevent people from intentionally pulling you down to your subsistence flow level. So that they adopted that rule. Their high flow pulse recommendations varied by location and by season, and they did vary those quite a bit from what the BBEST recommended. And there were three of the upstream gauges, the Salt Fork, the Double Mountain Fork, and the Brazos at Seymour, where the group was unable to reach consensus. So there's two different recommendations for flows, and that's basically based off concern for the two shiners we talked about during the endangered species talk is what the source of disagreement was based on.
And who's going to decide?
These all go to TCEQ, and once they go to TCEQ, TCEQ is responsible for taking the two reports, putting that together, making recommendations. I would suspect that what gets recommended, if what's happened in the other basins follows Nebraska's, is going to look very different from either of the two reports submitted to them. But they have input now from water users in the basin, and they have input from a science team, listening from a scientific perspective. Some of the things recommended in some of the other basins that I saw cut out, honestly, this is going to be a big deal for TCEQ to police. And even in the Brazos, the level of detail we submitted on the science team, there's no practical way for them to actually monitor and enforce that. So they do have a pretty tough job of still being protective, but getting something that is reasonable that actually ends up meaning something so they can protect it. I know it caused, at least it seemed, the Guadalupe and the Colorado quite a bit of conflict when they didn't adopt things exactly as recommended by the stakeholders or the science team. But honestly, again, I don't think it would ever have been feasible and would have ended up being a meaningless regulation if they had just blanket adopted it, because there was no way with current staffing they'd have had a chance of actually enforcing it. So there will be some changes in, if I can find where I was. The BBAS report is also out on TCEQ's webpage. The next step for them is to develop a work plan, which kind of establishes a period to go back and review an adaptive management period, so come back, revisit it 5 years or 10 years in the future. 10 is the maximum they can go without looking at it again. Prescribed monitoring that would help both the stakeholders and the science team do a better job in the future, not just relying on published data or previously existing science, but recommend studies targeted at answering questions in certain parts of the river, and try to get a schedule for the validation or refinement of the recommendations. Of course, this is one of those unfunded state mandates to a certain degree, so, well, there has to be recommendations for monitoring. There's no funding for monitoring, so the question will be, how does some of that, some of it that's really needed is some pretty intense things going forward. Our SysOps work I talked about earlier will help inform this with the Brazos quite a bit. But then some specific biology-type questions that we came up with on the science team, a professor at A&M or Baylor could probably spend the rest of their career doing the research needed to get those answers. So it's a bit of a quandary how some of this is going to work going forward. But the regulation schedule for us, originally we were supposed to have a TCEQ draft recommendation by this time. But we've been delayed because apparently there's problems in the Rio Grande Basin, and we were lumped in with the Nueces, the Rio Grande, and the Brazos as one rule package going forward. And something is, I don't know the nature of the delay, but apparently something in the Rio Grande has slowed up. So now we are postponed until March 2014 to know where they're going to recommend and what our recommendations are going to be. That's pretty much it on Senate Bill 3, unless there's questions.
I don't know if you know, is there anything that's in the in the 83rd legislature that would change any of that you know of?
Not that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Nothing to fund it, nothing to change the requirements. There's a lot of trains all heading towards the same location in this process, because Senate Bill 2 work is being done at the same time. So there's the due dates for Senate Bill 3 were actually earlier than the due dates for Senate Bill 2 work, which Senate Bill 2 work will also, the Texas Instrument Flow Program is gathering a lot of the data similar to our SysOps work that would have helped inform this process, but because of the dates the legislature put in there.
So this is different than Instrument Flows?
Well, this is the same. There's two bills that work here. Senate Bill 2 was passed to do studies and Parks and Wildlife, primary driver, but Water Development Board, TCEQ, were part of the process, and they designated specific segments. For our basin, it's from Waco to the coast, essentially. And they are doing the studies now, the actual industry biology is figuring out what's there, what those critters need to survive. At the same time, Senate Bill 3 got passed mandating that we actually have a way to codify and make the regulations or make recommendations for flows and make a regulation that's enforceable by TCEQ. That process is due date for Senate Bill 3. It has to be complete before the Senate Bill 2 work is actually done. It would have been best to probably finish the Senate Bill 2 work so you actually had some real data to work with and rely on. And then make the recommendations. But Senate Bill 3 does have a requirement that every 10 years, those rules, at a minimum every 10 years, have to go back and be revised by the stakeholder group and TCEQ. So there will be a method to incorporate that Senate Bill 2 in stream flow work into the Senate Bill 3 process.
I did not realize they were separate.
Yeah, they're completely separate pieces.
Wow.